Guys, and we have one of the many characters on Maths ready to go and chat to us here with Fifi Fevan Byron. Oh, Fifi, I will turn your mic on even, then you can actually introduce the guest. Go for it.
Thank you. Last night, final dates, and we saw Michael and Stacey on a date. Michael joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Oh, good to know.
Smooth now, operator.
Michael, last night, it was very enjoyable watching what you put Stacey through. Obviously, there is suggestions and have been throughout the series that she might be interested in your money, but you gave her the insight to what it could look like dating you with no money.
Oh, no. Didn't that look good, didn't it? What an insight. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it sort of comes back to society and people get carried away. I mean, especially in hard times like now, people get carried away with money and things like that. I think I just showed everyone, you know, we've obviously got to cut back on spending. And if we just got all the guys in Australia to sort of cut back on taking their girl out to expensive dates, it'd probably help everyone. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, I'd save a lot of money if I was sitting on the side of the road with a Coles bag and a $20 Bunnings check.
That's what I mean. So don't say they haven't done anything for you.
No, I quite liked your date. I was all over it. Now, mate, we're getting to the pointy end of the season. Ivan, our good mate Ivan, who you stuck up for at the dinner party, he told you certain things. You stuck up for him. He's come out and said, you're going to have your day now.
Ooh.
Did Stacey cheat on you, Michael?
Now, okay, let's go back a bit. I mean, obviously, we've seen the whole cheating scandal that I went through. It's like Married at First Sight got dementia because every single episode they're asking me, did you kiss her? Did you kiss her? It's like, guys, we've been through this. How many times do we need to do it? So imagine, though, just imagine if she did. And imagine her sitting there and letting me go through all that while she's sitting there having that full frontal guilt of what she's done. Could you imagine how good that would be or how bad that would be in two ways? So going to be exciting time.
So in other words, you did.
No, I'm not going to cut straight through it. Come on, let's have a little bit of anticipation.
He sounds like he's salty and that she blatantly did.
Salty. Now, Stacey, yeah,
you're not doing a very good job of making this sort of come across as a surprise.
Because it's not. You've clearly broken up, but she's clearly cheated on you.
We all know that Stacey cheated on you, but how did you feel when that happened? Because as you said, mate, you were sitting through, you copped a lot of crap. And I literally, from the day one when that happened with Hayley, everyone kept bringing it up with you. And she sat there and she sat there and didn't say anything. And then to get to the end and realise she's been doing it to you, that doesn't make you look good, brother.
Hey, at the end of the day, I mean, karma's karma. Hey? It's going to come for you and it's going to come hard. And karma took my head clean off with the sharpest sword in the cabinet.
Ouch, there we go. There's a spoiler and many other things to think about.
Also, Michael, now we had the beautiful Casey on and she had this to say about you.
You know, people are definitely saying he's a villain and yeah, he definitely stirs the pot. The thing I like about Michael is that he is just very honest. You know where you stand and he's a good time. Like, he's cheeky. You know, he's not sneaky. He's not shady. He's not going to, you know, if he goes behind your back, he's going to tell you. Do you know what I mean? He's not going to ever lie. Like, that's the one thing he's not, is a liar. And I appreciate that about people. So he was nice to me from start to finish.
Hey, and can we quickly refer to Fife there? You're listening to Casey just with that glowing reference towards Michael. I mean, is your sense that Casey has feelings for Michael? I mean, from the female perspective?
I think so, Michael. What do you have to say to that?
I mean, Casey is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I'd give my left nut to go for Casey, you know what I mean?
the rumour is you two have got it on.
I get locked up with her for a while.
Okay.
What?
Well, have you hooked up?
I don't think there's enough rupees in the planet to get me in there, but I'll definitely give it a crack.
Jeez, okay, there's some all sorts of references there from Michael.
So you've been with Casey because she sort of insinuated you have.
She's saying that we have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was listening back to it. It didn't say that. It was saying that I was a nice guy.
Oh, we didn't play that audio. Oh, that's not another Hayley incident. You did or you didn't.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Michael. Fev may have made that last bit.
I'm going to ask Michael about one more thing about Stacey.
Yep.
Hey, Michael.
Fev's probably written a letter about it too, you know. That'll be coming out next.
Oh, no. Don't
hey, did you like that? That was pretty good by me, wasn't it?
It was, with Stacey.
No,
I'll give credit when credit's due.
Thank you, Michael. Now, Stacey, is she a real lawyer or not?
I think she's got the degree, but whether or not she's, I don't think she's a practicing lawyer. No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I don't know too many judges that accept that sort of behaviour in a courtroom. So her days as lawyers might be short-lived.
Jeez, okay. We're not pulling any punches here, Michael. We'll definitely be watching Married at First Sight tonight at 7:30 or 9. A good way to escape a lot of the things that are going on is a bit of guilty binge TV. So tonight, 9, 7:30, we'll be watching.
Yes, thank you, Michael.
Guys, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Cheers.
Good stuff. Feef, remember when Feef wrote a letter? Can you just quickly, for those who don't know what Feef did, he is such an stirrer. Can you just remind people?
Yeah, Feef asked, you asked Michael to write a letter to Hayley, but he refused to, wise. Mm-hmm. But you then wrote a letter anyway, gave it to Hayley, but told Hayley it was from Michael, that she then shared with everyone. Then she and Stacey are fighting. You set off that many fights within the cast of Maths based on a fake letter that you wrote.
And he appreciated it.
He loved it. You still on the line, Michael. Did you appreciate when Feef did that?
I thought it was fantastic. It was absolutely brilliant. I was like, Feef and me actually might have to go toe-to-toe at the next dinner party.
This is the Fox. 5 minutes to 9.